they send us a letter explaining it. And so then that was just the receipt, and then the certification of his death.
Yeah, she can.
And then this is just like his discharge papers.
From the military? He was in the military?
Uh-huh.
Oh, good.
Uh-huh.
Good.
And then this was a letter from Harry Truman.
Oh, good.
And then this...
And then this is from your family?
Well, no, actually, that's my mom and I think my brother Tony. I don't know if you know Tony.
Yes, I do.
And then that's my Aunt Ines. Uh-huh. She was married to Honorio Carlon.
Oh, okay.
And that's Junior Carlon. And then my Aunt Rachel. And I think that's Joanne.
Okay. And she can scan that. And then these pictures here, too. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Let me get this chair here. There you go. Pauline.
Are you recording these two, or did you take any information?
Rosalie.
Hi, nice to meet you.
I'm Haley, by the way. What's your name?
Hi, Haley. I'm Pauline.
Oh, okay. Nice to meet you.
Shirley.
Nice to meet you. Uh-huh. Okay, so what pictures do you... Are you going to do all of these? Or?
Well, I have one of my mom and dad, and it would have been my oldest brother, but he died during World War II of tuberculosis, so he was like the first child.
How old was he?
He was... 44. He was 18 months old.
Can we take it out, or do you want me to take it out?
No, it's actually, okay. This one's just actually only a scanned copy itself.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Okay, so it's your mom, dad, and brother, right?
Uh-huh.
Try and scan it in. Okay, so. What's the spelling of your name?
My name?
Mm-hmm.
P-A-U.
Uh-huh.
L-I-N.
Oh, okay. And then the last name?
My maiden name is Bacolot. B-A-C-O-L-O-T.
Okay. And then your mother, father, and brother's name.
Okay. My dad was Baldomero, B-A-L-D-O-M-E-R-O, Lopez Bacolod.
Okay, wow. Okay, and your mom?
My mom was Henrietta.
N-R-I...
E-T-T-A.
Okay.
Bueno Bacolod. Bueno.
Okay.
Good.
Okay.
Good in Spanish. Bueno.
Oh, yeah. Okay, and your brother's name?
Was Theodore.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Bueno Bacolod.
Okay. Okay, and you said he died in World War II?
He died during World War II.
Mm-hmm. And what age did you say?
He was 18 months old.
Oh. Isn't loaded into this. Okay, do you know the date this picture was taken?
No, I haven't any idea. Might have been 1943.
Like 1940s, maybe?
Well, he was born in 42.
Okay.
He looked like he was a year old, so.
Oh, like
it was
maybe.
Shortly before he died. He was only alive for 18 months, so.
Okay. Do you want the computer, or do you want to just, you can also type it out, too.
Okay.
And then I have the glossary, so you can look at the.
Oh, yeah, let me just. I'll just do it that way. Do you know where the picture was taken?
Hi.
No? Okay. You don't, not maybe in this area or? Do you know where your brother was born?
You know, it may have been here because he was buried here.
Okay. So maybe like.
But I have my two older siblings were not born in California, and they were the only ones. And he wasn't because they migrated. I think my parents married in Payette, Idaho, in 1942.
So, but he was born here?
He wasn't. I don't think Teddy was born here.
He just was.
He was buried here.
Okay.
And I have two older siblings. After them, one was, and I don't think they were born in Santa Maria either.
Okay.
So, but.
So the name is Jimmy was born in Idaho.
Jimmy was born in Idaho, so
for the rest were born here.
Yes. See, Mary would know. She's here.
Well, we can come back. If you think of where it could be, or if Mary knows where it is, we can write it down later. So we can.
I don't know.
I thought only Uncle Jimmy was born somewhere else.
Because maybe she was wrong. That's right, because I think she was born at Sister's Hospital.
Who was born in Santa Maria?
Most of us were born, I mean, I know from the eighth one down, we're all born in Santa Maria.
Okay.
My sister may have had it. My sister Mary may have had the original.
Okay. And it was originally black and white, do you know?
Get his birth certificate.
So do you think that picture is taken in Santa Maria then?
Yes.
Okay.
She might have been visiting when she had Jimmy. She might have been gone to visit wherever the rest of her family was.
Okay, so can you name everyone, do you think, in that picture?
Yes.
From top row.
Oh, the top row? Uh-huh.
Okay.
Leonard.
Yes.
Leonard?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Leonard who?
Bueno Bacalat. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, second.
The next one is Rosita.
Okay. Bueno.
Yeah.
bueno.
No bueno.
Okay.
The rest are all Bacalan.
No bueno.
Okay. It's Larry.
Okay.
It's a no bueno.
And then the next one on the top row is Tony.
Okay.
And he's bueno Bacalan.
We'll just do bottom row, okay. I guess. Yeah.
Okay.
We'll stick him between the two ladies.
Sally.
Okay. Sally who?
It's Dolores. D O L.
Okay.
Bacalot.
And
then Henrietta. Bueno Bacalot.
Yeah.
Is that your
my mom?
Okay.
And Jimmy. Bueno Bacalot.
Yeah, you go.
Okay.
And Pauline Angela Bacalot.
They're still gonna be. So is that you?
Yeah.
Oh. And do you know when this was taken?
It was taken, I believe, in 1980.
Is this your camera? Oh, that's your camera.
Yeah. May have been in 1982 or 83.
Okay. And you know where?
Yes, at St. Mary's Church. St. Mary's Catholic Church.
In Santa Maria or?
Uh-huh.
In there.
Do you know who took it?
No, they had like somebody that was taking family portraits.
Oh, okay. So like a professional photographer.
Yeah. That's the letter that they sent saying that the records were destroyed.
So it's a letter from who?
From the I think it's the diocese. I'm not sure.
Is
Who is it to?
It was sent to us with a copy of the receipt and what they gave us as a birth certificate,
okay,
certifying his birth, because...
So was it to his children then?
No, it was to him. He had requested
a
copy, of, so it was to him.
I'm trying to decide what to title it. You know, it would call
we'll prompt you.
Are you going to be alone too? Your sister? Where's your sister? Okay.
She said Martha would take care of it.
Oh, okay. No, that's what my sisters are telling us too. So shall we dance?
Yeah.
Shall we dance, ladies? Yeah. I'm sorry. We used to dance together, the three of us.
Oh, me.
Let me see what it would be. It was letter in response to request for birth certificate.
Sure. Letter.
To request for a birth certificate.
Okay, and so it was your father, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What's his name?
Baldomero.
Okay.
And when we got, and I don't know where the name change came in, when he migrated to the United States, he went by Baldomero because and I knew about the other name, he went by Ubaldo too.
Okay.
So the record.
And it was lost, right? His original was lost. And it was lost during World War II?
The letter says that, the letter explains it, that the records were destroyed during the last World War. Doesn't it even reference the war? So I'm assuming that since this was in the 70s, and they're saying last World War, it was World War II.
Okay. I guess maybe it would have a date on the letter, right? Or do you know?
The stamp has a date. It was in 1970.
Okay. Where was he living at the time? Do you know?
The address of where he lived at when he requested it. It was 500 Northwestern in Santa Maria.
Mount Western?
Northwestern.
Okay.
Avenue.
I don't think there's no different information, right, that would go to this picture, this document versus the other one. It's going to be like same address, same year data. Okay.
The three of the documents are together.
Okay. So all I have to do is just scan these and then...
Door prizes are going to be given away, so you have to be present to win.
Okay, and then this one's the actual, like,
this is
fake.
What was issued.
Issued. It's not a birth certificate, it's just
It's from the parish where he, I guess where he was baptized. And then there were the documents, I guess, from the church. The letter explains why.
Okay. So it's like an issued birth certificate from the parish? But it's not really a birth
certificate. Actually, it's just certifying his birth.
Oh, okay. his father and mother. Can you tell what those are?
Yes. It was Valerino, V-A-L-E-R-I-N-O, Bacolod.
Is that his dad?
Yeah, that's okay. His dad.
And then the mother?
Maria Lopez.
Okay. Oh, and does it have his birth date on it?
May 16th, 1907. And he was baptized on May 18th, 1907. So it's a certificate of baptism, I guess, maybe.
You said May 18th, right?
Huh?
Okay. Same year he was born?
Yes,
1907. Okay.
No, I have the originals of these. I just scanned them last night.
Okay.
I didn't know to bring the originals. Or not.
Oh, no, it's so fine. It works. They're good scans of them. They
look
good.
It's really, they were pretty damaged. But these are like that old glossy paper, and they had been folded.
Oh, so if it's like about to rip, huh?
Yeah.
So what's the next thing?
So these are his military records, a copy of his DD-214.
What, 214?
DD-214, it's his discharge.
Thank you.
And then the next one.
Okay, let me scan that one. Oh. Give you this one back. And so this is his discharge?
Yeah, that's a copy of his discharge paper.
Do you know why he was discharged?
It was an honorable discharge.
Okay.
Service time was up.
I'm sure it says on here, but do you know when it was the discharge?
Yeah, it's on there. I have to look at it. I think it was 1945. But...
Honorable discharge. December 22nd, 1945.
Oh. December 22nd? Wait, so how come? Okay, so his name is Baldomero, and then your mom's name is
Henrietta.
Bueno
back. Well, Bueno. they how they hyphenate their names.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But his name never had
Baldo?
Was never Baca.
We always knew him as Baldomero. It wasn't until later on that we knew his other name was Ubaldo, or his birth given name was Ubaldo, so we don't know.
Okay.
Now everybody, all his friends and stuff that we knew of, know him just as Baldo.
Okay.
And he went by Baldomero, and then all his, so it's like an AKA almost.
Yeah.
So I don't know, I'd have to do some research on why, you know, how people have changed their names or... went by different names.
Here's this one. And then this is like the certificate of it, or?
That's just a letter of his honorable discharge.
Okay. Like, where was the base?
It looks like he, now it depends where he was in combat or when he first went in.
Did he fight in World War II?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And he was stationed, I mean, he was sent to New Guinea.
Was he stationed there?
During his combat? Or
any time, I guess. At one time he was in New Guinea, right? Okay.
I don't know it doesn't say where his training was. Where he came back when he was the separation was at Center Fort Lewis, Washington. Oh, he was stationed in Fort Douglas, it says. Fort Douglas, Utah, originally. And he separated in
Fort Douglas, Washington?
Uh-huh. It was his original station, then he was sent to New Guinea, and then he was discharged and sent in Central Fort Lewis, Washington.
Okay. Okay. This one back. Okay, and what's after this?
And then this is just, I guess, just like a letter of acknowledgement from Harry Truman, from President Truman, in recognition of their service.
Okay, that's neat. Recognition of his service. This letter?
1945. Well, he might have been. Yeah, because they were already here, because 44, Teddy died in 44, and Mary.
Bacolos?
Yeah. Bacolos. And if you're joining, go see Jean Jeannie's name probably. I don't know. It would have been in 1945. It was after his service. Either that or at the time that he was discharged. They spelled his name wrong.
And those they spelled,
they didn't have, like, you know, everything was hand tied.
So was he was Baldo Mero back a lot?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So what's the next thing?
That's all I have. I have this photo, but...
Oh, that's nice.
We don't know. I mean, I have a list of the ones that we know that are in there. Mm-hmm.
Do you know the names, or...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, can I scan it, then?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Do you mind if I take it out, or do you want it lift
okay.
in?
No, take it.
Has that all the stuff ready, Leslie?
Not all of it. You know what I mean? It's a
I'm guessing you can't name everyone.
I only have I have a list actually, because I have a picture that I had put numbers on to try to.
Do you know what year it was taken? Is this a family portrait, but a different?
No, it was a gathering of the Filipinos, so
okay.
It was like, I know that, you know, some of them, two of my mom's sisters are in there, and two of my cousins, who are also married to Filipinos.
Okay.
And then there's, I know my brother's godmother is in there, and then I can only identify probably 8 people.
And you don't know when it was taken, or you do? No? Do you have an idea?
Well, let me see. I have an idea. Junior was born.
Did Grace leave her cards? Run,
Tony!
Yes.
Junior.
Did you get to the
call? 19.
Oh,
from the top row.
From the top row?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 1, 2, 3. The third person from the left is Virginia Plaza.
Virginia Plaza?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And then fourth from left?
No, that's who you are, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is my mom Henrietta Bacolat.
Okay. Okay.
And then fifth from left or the baby would be Tony Bacolat.
Who is that one?
Tony Bacolat.
Okay. And it's just a Y, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then from the bottom row would be 1, 2, 3. Ooh. You wonder if the babies is a row or?
Yeah, we'll say the babies are a row. So okay. We'll say second row.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3. Fourth from the left is Inez Bueno Carlon. Hello. And then fifth from the left is Rachel.
Are you done, Martha?
Yeah.
Bueno Bragado.
Bragado?
No, Bragado. B-R-A G-A-D-O.
Okay.
And then Martha might know that. I think this is Martha's aunt. The one that's been interviewed.
Okay.
How funny, huh? And then the babies on the bottom row. Second from the left.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Okay.
Is Honorio.
H-O-N-O-R-I-O.
Uh-huh. Carlon Jr. then third from the left. Be Joanne Brogato. Is that Corina?
That's Corina.
It is Corina?
Mm-hmm. She's okay. Married to Maracas.
So she's six. Corina who?
I believe her last name was...
Campamore. Is it Campamore? Corina? Yeah, Corina Campamore.
Campamore. You're right.
C-A-M-P-E-O-A-M-O-R.
A-O-R?
Uh-huh.
C-A-M-P-O-A-O-R?
It's Campo Amor, like...
Oh, okay.
Campo Amor, A-M-O-R.
Okay.
And I don't know if there's an E on it.
You know who would know it? Martha. Oh, Martha. Is this your aunt Corina?
That's Auntie Corina, yeah.
Okay, so who's this? Who do you think that is? The baby.
I think would that's be the... probably Raymond. Raymond, Ramon. Oh, okay. Emily in here? No.
No.
That's mom.
No, that's my mom.
Oh, that's your mom?
Yeah.
That's my mom.
That's my mom. And
oh, okay. Then my mom's not in this picture. But my Auntie Corina, that's my Auntie Corina. And I think the boy, her first boy was Raymond, Ramon.
Okay.
Okay. So, so the fourth baby... Or I guess that's first, second.
I have to go see my sister from here.
Okay.
So this is Honorio?
No, this one's Honorio.
Okay.
The second, and then...
This is...
Joanne.
Okay, and then this is Ramon?
Ramon.
Are you Miss Deezer?
I don't know.
Huh?
Hello?
3-9-9.
Yes?
Am I?
Are you Filipino?
Uh-huh. No, I'm Hispanic.
No, yeah.
And what's Ramon's last name?
It would be Campamore.
Okay.
Did she talk to you already in an interview?
No. Uh-uh.
Oh. They're doing...
Are you getting interviewed too? Are you going to go over there and interview?
Yeah, there's
still time. Okay, and then do you know where this was?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Do you know any else in here? Anybody else?
No, just Helen. Did you see Helen Floyd?
Is that Helen or Virginia?
Let me see.
I think it's Virginia.
Yes, Virginia.
Okay. We have her then.
And he looks real familiar, but I don't know if that is there.
So it's just a gathering somewhere at some... Oh, did you think of a date, maybe, based on baby's
okay.
age?
This is Tony, and he looks like he's about 22.
Are you sure? Our brother?
Yeah.
Brother.
I don't know, Mary. Because this is Junior, and that's Joanne. And Tony was a little bit older.
Oh.
So it couldn't be Leonard, because Leonard's more closer in age, too.
I'm 68, Jimmy's 67, Tony's 66.
What year was Tony born?
So he would have had to be born.
Is he 66 now?
He should be 65.
So today?
He'll be 65, yeah, this today or tomorrow.
Today.
So it's 2012.
And he looks like he's about one or two. So.
Okay.
So 2019.
Well, here, let's see. 2012 minus 65?
Uh huh.
Oh, geez. Okay.
And then we add a year because he looks like he's about one or two. So probably 1950.
Could it be 47?
47.
Okay.
I would think 1947.
Okay.
Yeah. Because that was 44.
Oh, no, wait. Well, that would have been if he was just born. So maybe would it be 49?
Okay.
So add 2 years to it, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, cool. And then do you have any more, or is
that's it?
Those letters are neat, the documents. Oh no, I'm waiting for them. and so are you now.
Oh, okay, you're waiting for
me. Yeah.
Oh.
Did you get started yet over there? Oh, okay.
They'll ask questions.
Oh, can I have you?
Filipino. He knew Visayan. He was
okay.
And that's a dialect that he spoke. And
I think a lot of the community that's here today is from that same part of the island.
And then did he know Spanish?
Yes.
Because he had to talk to your mom.
Uh-huh.
How did your mom's family feel about...
I wasn't accepted, even though my mom's two younger siblings, they also married Filipinos.
Oh.
Because my mom took care... My mom lost her mom when she was 12 years old, and they were still young ones.
Mm-hmm.
And so she raised the younger siblings. And so when she got married, and it looks like she got married when she was about 16. And she took those two, and those are the two in the picture, my aunts.
Oh.
And they also married, Filipinos. Mm-hmm. And, but my father, at the time that my mom... They met because my father was like a foreman in the fields, and they used to follow the crops and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my dad would hire my grandfather and their family, and so that's how my mom and him met. And so he would always know where they were.
Do you have your meal tickets?
Meal ticket?
The green ones?
No, I got Jeremiah a plate.
No, they gave you back half of the ticket.
Oh, I threw it away.
I have my halves. Do you want them?
They called your name twice.
Oh, they did?
They called your number twice.
For the raffle?
Yeah.
Oh, the raffle tickets are different, right?
No, your green one, they're called door prizes, so they're calling numbers.
Oh, but she was we're not even paying attention.
Go like to the Spanish bars and they're neglected there, and they go to the English bar, to try to promote her in English, and they were neglected there. So it was kind of like that was the way I grew up, because it was like the Hispanic community, they were like they would shame us for not knowing Spanish.
How come your mom didn't want you, or how come she didn't teach you guys Spanish?
And so I never, that's what I was getting to, is that I couldn't understand why didn't we learn either Filipino or Spanish? And I think at the time, what society wanted was aiming toward assimilating into the American culture. And that you just leave that behind.
Mm-hmm.
You're American now, so this is what you practice.
Yeah, there are a lot of Filipino American students that like were in my class, and none of them knew.
Uh-huh.
They only knew English, so they said because of that, like their parents were assimilated, and so they never even learned. It was just their grandparents.
So now it's like the Filipinos that come over now, or their generations, or the generations behind us later on down the line.
Mm-hmm.
There's kind of some conflict there because it's a younger generation, and they're coming over to the United States. They're having to earn their citizenships or be released from the Philippines. And it's like they're kind of looked down on us for not speaking the Filipino language and stuff. But it's kind of different. You just kind of watch and be like, okay.
okay, well, what's really happening?
So are you not too close with your mom's family then? Or?
Oh, yeah, yeah, we're all very, very close.
Oh, okay.
It was mostly my grandfather, because he was he was like an old, and I mean, I only had my dad 18 years, but I can remember him like yesterday. Mm-hmm. I can remember him as a child like yesterday, because they were very, my father was like a very father, mm-hmm. caring, loving, you know, when we were very poor. I didn't, you know, I never realized we were real poor. I mean, we had a lot of love. Anytime anyone came over to the house, I mean, we always offered them something to eat. That was, you know, eat, you know, mm-hmm. come sit down to eat, you know. And so food was always like a big thing.
Yeah.
And, but very, very humble man, very funny. And, you know, he died when I was 18. So, you know, we didn't have him a long time. And his dream was to return to the Philippines. That was his dream. I mean, his only desire was to return to his homeland. And he used to always tell us, you know, continue to write your cousins, you know. Mm-hmm. And at that time, it used to take like 6 weeks to get a letter back and forth, a few months. So I do have like a couple of letters from, I think I have like 3 letters. One from my aunt when we had wrote her and talked to her and told her my dad had passed away. Mm-hmm. And then she wrote back a letter, but it sounded like she was just excited to hear from somebody. And so then, you know, my mom wrote a letter again saying that he died. Because she wrote back in Filipino, so we had to have a translator. But then they had... she had a daughter that wrote a couple of letters, and so forth. Then we lost track of
her. Have you been to the Philippines?
No.
No? Are you going to go?
We have a dream of going, mm-hmm. you know. And we did find a cousin. Actually, my dad came over with his brother. He only had one brother and one sister that we're aware of. And it was my aunt's children that he told us to keep in touch with. Well, I found... my uncle, I was named after my uncle. My uncle's name was Pablo. And he had a son in the Philippines. And we found his son. So it would have been my uncle's grandson.
Uncle's
still
grand.
There.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So I found him on Facebook and stuff.
That'd be really neat to go there.
So. But it's beautiful. I mean, it's like, wow, look, it's so colorful and green. Mm-hmm. And life is very simple. And people.
Mm-hmm.
People.
Yeah. Who would you go with? Do you go with your siblings?
My sister.
Or? Yeah. That would be fun.
My younger sister.
Yeah.
Yeah.